And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Friday, a wonderful Friday, actually, January 5th, 2024. Can't believe it's a new year, but there it is. Can't believe we lived this long. A lot of things to get into for today. Just a tremendous amount of things that are happening that a lot of people are talking about, but not, I don't think to the extent that they should be. To the depth that they should be. You know, people can mention things and they have a tendency, many have a tendency to talk like an inch deep and a mile wide, which is fine if you want an overview. But if you want to drill down into what is really going on, I think that that's where we need to focus our attentions. Before I get into the program, I want to mention this. If you are like thousands of Americans this holiday season and ate a bit too much, look, I understand that. Randy Taylor understands that.
Oh, yeah.
We all do. But look, if your New Year's resolutions revolve around weight control, you can rest easy knowing that most of America is with you on this journey. Nearly half of all Americans say their resolution is related to weight control, fitness, or physical health. And that's an important thing. Just ask all of us here at the studio. Making it the most popular New Year's resolution by far, there's a magical pill for weight management solution, I should say, that I recommend and use personally. Now, it helps control appetite, manage weight, reduce fat, control cravings, and increase energy. It essentially uses a unique nutrient that it's linked to supporting reduced body weight, reduced fat mass, and reduced weight circumference, you know, the tire around the waist, while increasing lean body mass. And I found this out to be true in my last checkup. The doctor was very, very pleased with my weight control and my body mass index, muscle to fat or whatever it's called. Anyway, look, there's no artificial flavors in this pill. No colors, artificial colors or preservatives will hold you back on your health journey. Folks, try it today for a whopping 51% off this New Year's, plus free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life. Two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Order before this offer ends by going to trimwithdoug.com. That's trimwithdoug.com. Trimwithdoug.com. I'm telling you, this stuff is just a miracle pill. I use it. I've been using it, and I think you can see what an Adonis I am, right? Okay, yeah, I'm kidding, of course. Trimwithdoug.com, folks. You won't be sorry. All right. With me is Randy Taylor and RT@HagmannPI.com. We had a show yesterday where we were talking about your thoughts and predictions for 2024, along with other things. Before we get into that, a couple of things. Things are coming out, of course, that we already knew. You know, that inch deep, mile wide stuff I was talking about in terms of, Epstein victim was used to obtain blackmail information on prominent American politicians. Hello? This is news? Everyone knew this. This is news? A brother of Jeffrey Epstein now tells Tucker Carlson, Bill Barr is covering up the murder of my brother. We have a video on this. Let's bring Randy Taylor on right now. Randy, are you there? You okay?
Sorry, I had a little momentary break in the action, folks.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. You've got a... no worries. As I was saying initially, Bill Barr reportedly covered up the murder of Jeffrey Epstein. But before I get into that video, did you hear Megyn Kelly? Folks, did you hear her? There was on her show that she was doing where she said something to the effect of, we might even hear from Jeffrey Epstein himself. Did you hear that?
I saw it on a blurb. I wasn't watching her show, but yeah, she did. It's almost like she was saying that Epstein's not dead. A lot of us believe that Epstein's not dead. I don't believe that the guy that left on the stretcher was Jeffrey Epstein. When you really got in, there was one good camera shot.
Yeah.
When you got in and looked at it, this is before everybody started putting the doctored ones out. The one good camera shot, you know how we talked before about where ears line up with the eyes and our basics that we used at a glance.
Yep.
It didn't qualify.
Yeah,
even in a death stance where everything's totally relaxed, it didn't. Even when you die, your cheekbones don't move. Okay,
depends on how you die.
Yeah, well, that's true. Say, unless it's on the COD, we don't know what the cause of death was. But I think there were a lot of lies there. Something else that leaked out and then was left alone was the fact that Bill Barr went and saw Jeffrey Epstein about 48 hours before he died. Ah, yes, uh-huh. We heard it. One person said it, never to be heard from again. Just like a reporter said on 9/11 that an F-16 shot down an aircraft over Pennsylvania.
Right, right.
And never heard again. Always keep your ears open for that one comment that's never heard again. And it's happened with Epstein.
Yeah, I'm looking for the photographs, the death photographs that were allegedly snuck out of that were taken at the time. The ones that you were talking about.
And come on, ladies and gentlemen. Two guards screwed up. A camera mysteriously went down. I mean, this is better than a novel. You know what I mean? You couldn't make this stuff up. Nothing ever happened to the two guards? You know what I mean? They personally should have been charged with something. If he died and it was a broken neck, then that would make them an accomplice to murder. Okay?
Also with the
cameras, you can't say these things and then just walk away. And that's what DOJ did. They just walked away. I mean, Doug would get more attention from DOJ than what they gave Epstein on this. If we died mysteriously. Do you know what I'm saying?
This
was the talk of the day. This was the most famous guy in the U.S. on that day.
Right, right. Now we could talk all day long about the break of the neck.
Okay. And that autopsy is also used as an excuse.
Right.
Well, the two different autopsies verified is, you know, who he was. If I hand you fake dental records, unless you're God, the person on the table is who I thought it was.
I actually did an insurance claim on somebody that's reportedly died back in the 90s. This is back in the 90s. And he had $1.5 million, I think $2 million insurance policy on him. I can't remember. It was an insane amount of money. And there was an autopsy done. And I was asked to do an equivocal death investigation. And the bottom line was from the time that his body was at the medical examiner's room where they do the autopsies to the funeral home. And he was cremated back in the 90s, obviously. The paperwork was substituted. I guess what I'm trying to say is the man who reportedly died was still alive. And the guy who died was somebody, I'll say a friend of the family. It was a big deal. This happened in Buffalo, and it was a big deal back then. I think it made the news, made the paper. But this happens more
than you
know.
Yeah.
Okay, so... And if anyone can pull this off, the Mossad can pull this off if he was part of Mossad or the CIA, right?
Oh, yeah. And whoever was doing it. I mean, But nothing ever came of the two guards. We've never heard from them. They didn't appear on Oprah Winfrey. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happened.
Or The View, yeah.
They just mysteriously went away. That's what just spells out, ladies and gentlemen, that this was set up. This whole deal was set up. And okay. Bill Barr was there 2 days before he died to assure him and to tell him exactly how it was going to work.
So do we believe that no one else knows that he's alive? I mean,
there's a couple of people.
Is he alive? Second of all, do we believe the brother? And I'll tell you what, let's play the thing from the brother, the video clip from the brother and Jeffrey Epstein. Let me put this up right now. Not having Eric the Tech, and by the way, folks, Eric the Tech is still out, and he will be out until at least Monday.
So prayers for Eric, definitely. Yeah. Also, while we have the audience here, ladies and gentlemen, please, one of our listeners has become a friend.
Oh yes,
Mike D. And I mean, it's very important prayers for his family. He lost his son right here in the holiday. It was just right before Christmas. And he lost his son, who was 47 years old. And please keep the family in your prayers. I just have to say, he's a really good stand-up guy. He's from Canada. Please, if you would, just say a prayer for his strength. Okay? Because that's when you lose a child, and Doug knows this, it's out of the natural order.
Exactly.
And that's what makes it more painful. So please, exactly. I'll ask that of you. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that up. And Mike, our prayers are with you. And we ask that our audience, and right around the holidays too, it's my understanding. So,
yes, that's just...
Yeah.
...with him and in your conversations with the people who were in contact with him at the final weeks of his life, was there any indication at all that he was suicidal at any point?
No, I had no conversations with him once he was arrested. I spoke to him the day before he was arrested, and he actually called me from Paris, just the usual, you know, how you doing kind of phone call. And the next day, his attorneys called me and told me he was arrested. And that was the last time I spoke with him. I didn't speak to him or see him while he was in jail.
But having spoken to his lawyers and people whom he communicated with from jail, did anybody say that he seemed suicidal?
No, everybody was shocked that it was a suicide. Nobody thought he was going to kill himself. Nobody thought he would do that.
So what's interesting is that the Attorney General of the United States at the time, Attorney General Barr, said publicly and then wrote in his memoir that he had concluded conclusively that this was a suicide based on two pieces of evidence. One, the medical examiner, the person who performed the autopsy, declared it a suicide, which is a lie. That didn't happen. And two, because he had viewed the videotape at the entrance to the tier, to the cell block where your brother was being held. What do you make of that explanation?
Well, when I heard Barr's statement that he said he personally saw the videotape and he concluded it was a suicide because nobody went in or out, that's when it hit me that he's covering this up, because there's two sort of fallacies in that. One, I thought, why is the Attorney General of the United States, who I imagine to be a busy guy, why is he personally watching the videotape? Couldn't he have two people in his office watch the videotape and say, hey, Bill, nobody went in or out? You know, wouldn't that suffice? And two, to assume that somebody could get to that door, go inside, you know, kill somebody, get out completely undetected, is just ridiculous, because I believe there are six levels of security before you get to that door. So to assume that somebody could do it that way is crazy. And any third-rate investigator will tell you that, you know, there was anywhere from 7 to 14 people on the other side of that door, on the tier, that could have killed somebody.
Right.
And I had been told from another source, I've been getting a lot of information from all sources, that cell doors were left unlocked that night. I don't know how many cell doors or whose cell doors, but if cell doors were left unlocked, then somebody could have went into Jeff's cell, killed him, went back into their cell, undetected. Now, in the Justice Department report, it says that from three cells, you could see Jeff's cell door. But if you look at the photographs of the tier, there's tiny windows in the cell doors. So in order to see Jeff's cell door from another cell, you'd have to be standing at that window inside the other cells in the middle of the night, looking towards Jeff's cell. And if somebody crept low beneath the height of that window, you wouldn't see them. So the fact that, you know, to say that he could be seen from three other cells and they didn't see anything, well, chances are the other prisoners were sleeping in those cells if they had nothing to do with it. So again, it's just like a cover-up line.
Right.
So that was a clip from Tucker Carlson interviewing Jeffrey Epstein's brother. Okay. I mean, okay. Your thoughts?
One of the main reasons I would say that Epstein is not dead, okay, is one, you can tell he loved life. He was one of those kind of guys going to the max in the red zone all the time. He's that sort of personality. That's not a suicidal personality, okay? The other thing, you're talking about a guy that has video or taped or whatever evidence about the most powerful people in the world. You don't think that he wouldn't have a fail-safe in place, a dead man switch, to where if something happens to me, these are being sent to every news media agency in the world. No one would screw with this guy, I'm telling you. This guy, if I had what Epstein had, and all the evidence I need on everybody of power in the world, I'm going to be safe as a canary in a cage where there's a world with no cats. No one's going to touch me. I would be planning my cruise. I'm just telling you, no one's going to touch me.
All right. Ghislaine Maxwell. Who do you
think you work for? I'm going to say, I'm going to go one step further. I don't say it was Mossad. I say it was Central Intelligence Agency.
Could be both.
Well, yeah, but on a sharing basis. But primary employer?
Yeah.
I would say CIA, Mossad, and in that order. But I certainly believe. I doubt the CIA would have a person like that operating on the mainland, okay? They would know about him, and they would have bought him out. You know what I'm saying? They would have paid the tax.
Okay,
and be on their side. I just, this guy, that's my personal opinion.
Well, based on experience, though. So,
yes, but I just say he was safe. If I had what he had, evidence on everybody,
right,
okay, I'd sleep like a baby. Because if you touch me, you're done. Everybody's done. You know what? I'd have people outside my cell protecting me. The people I had on film would send extra security in to make sure nothing happened to me. Stop and think about it.
So
think of the damage he would do if that happened.
If you were a betting man, you would bet that he's alive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say he's obviously been moved somewhere. He's living the life. He's been physically altered. He's had plastic surgery. New identity, the whole nine yards. We don't even know that the Jeffrey Epstein identity was valid. He could go back to whatever his, he could go back to whatever his original name was. All I know is that somebody slipped up and said Bill Barr was there 2 days before. As soon as I heard that, that changes a lot. Okay? And Bill Barr is the snake that I always thought he was. Fake. He strikes me as a Sunday Christian, a fake Christian. He's a Christian when he needs to be. He's a Christian when there's a bunch of Christians outside his house challenging him.
There you go.
Okay, then he's a Christian. Then he comes out and has a moment of prayer with you. You know, Lucifer might as well come out and have prayer with him. Okay, Bill Barr is a dirty rat. Okay, he is a rat. When you sit there, and I don't care who you are. If you sit there and you're an aide to the president of the United States, Donald Trump, and you're sitting there and you work with him and you protect him and you know what I mean? You guys work together. He's a good guy. For you to turn around a year later after he's out of office and start dumping stuff, there's something seriously wrong there. Part of it is you're a complete ass and untrustworthy. Okay. The other part is maybe somebody's got something on you.
It's a good
So point. I'll be honest with you. I think somebody had something on Bill Barr. There may somebody knows that Bill Barr arranged for Epstein to stay alive, you know, to make sure he'd go through. We are playing with some really dirty players. These are people, this is far more advanced than the guy who lives down the street pulling his neighborhood crap, okay? And having neighbors talk bad about you. These guys are serious. These people run our planet. They're about as serious as you get. Yeah. Look at the guy. I look at him. He looks untrustworthy. But I never trusted Bill Barr.
Okay.
Even when he was, honestly, a lot of Trump's staff, Doug, I didn't trust. I mean, from the word go.
Exactly.
You know, I always trusted the general. Okay. I always trusted the general.
You're talking about Mike Flynn?
Yes. There's a different code with a soldier. Okay. He holds that code. The only thing that I have with any issue with Mr. Flynn, General Flynn, the only issue I have is when he puts out tweets and emails and stuff like that, and he says, you know, well, what are we going to do? And you know, we need somebody to do, and I'm thinking,
well, son of a bitch, you're the general.
Dude, I don't know why you're coming and asking us. You're, like Doug said, you're the general. You got more contacts than I ever would. I mean, you're this group's Oliver North.
Yeah.
You know, general, make it happen, call the ball. We would actually follow you. We would take suggestions and orders from you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's of that quality. And I believe Flynn is high moral character just as much as he is ethical. And all the crap they threw at him, he never turned on Trump. And look at all these other scumbags did. Every last one of them, down to the stinking women that were in and out of the office all day working. You know, everybody turned on the man. We used to talk about that. How it's too bad Doug and I weren't working for him. One, we'd never turn on him. And you know what? I wouldn't turn him, even if he came at me and you could prove to me that he was wrong about something. Okay. I still wouldn't turn on him publicly.
Well, no.
Absolutely not.
Okay. We're not yes men, but we're not for sale either. Okay.
That's absolutely correct. And we would say no. I'd go as far as I'll tell you no in public, and then you and I'll talk behind the scenes, sir.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Either way.
But you always stand up for your friend, or if you work for the man and you're accepting a paycheck from him, you guys should have that kind of relationship. If you're accepting a paycheck, if you're accepting a paycheck and you're going to jump and turn right away, you shouldn't be in that job to begin with.
Let's get back. Hang on a second. Yeah. Well, let's get back to Epstein, because a lot of people are saying, well, who gives a crap? You know, who cares if Epstein's dead, alive? He was a scumbag. He's a piece of crap. The guy was a pedophile.
I don't know who's got those files.
Okay, but I guess people might be asking, why are you even given this airtime? So you tell me, Randy Taylor, why are we given this airtime? Why are we given Epstein... The whole Epstein thing, airtime, is it? Is there any value to this to the people who are listening to this, to their lives, you know, upcoming?
That's hard to say. I think it's more right now being used as more of a distraction from everything else. Typical fashion. But also, we're going into a presidential year. Everybody was hoping that Trump was on there 17 times. That's what people are hoping for. They're looking to take possibly good men, innocent men, and slander them. And I've already explained that. Anybody could be on that list, that flight log list, one time. I'll give you the one time.
Yeah.
once you got to the island and a little 13-year-old girl with her boobs hanging out showed up at your table asking you if you want to go for a walk on the beach, guess what? I think you'd figure out something's wrong here. I'll also be on the flight log flying back.
Yeah, well.
ASAP.
So
in these circles, Doug, people say, well, oh, he had a picture with him. That don't mean anything. I can go get a picture with that Britney Spears if I want.
Well, yeah.
Anybody can be in the same place with you at any given time. And people take photographs. They don't even think about it because nobody poses anymore, does anything, because it's an iPhone. Everybody's got one. Click, 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 click. Nobody cares if two people are standing together.
Do you know how many photographs I've taken with people I don't know? And you
oh,
know,
my Lord. I've seen photographs. I've seen you, Doug, all over on the internet.
Yeah, I'm sure.
With different people at conferences.
Yeah.
With a big one. Or clients, you know, stuff where it's just the way it is. You're a person that has a public personality. You know what I mean? You have that public, it's the Hagman Report. Duh. You know?
Right.
So even if I saw Doug standing next to Jeffrey Epstein, I'm not going to paint Doug guilty. One, I know the man. Okay, and two, it's a chance meeting is what that is. That's right. About a chance meeting. They might have stepped in the same elevator. Doesn't mean a thing.
By the way, I did that with Ann Coulter.
There you go. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay. But now we ended up talking for a while, and I've got a picture. Like or hate her, I don't care. It's just an example.
Doug, I've seen you in numerous photos from different conferences.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, were you one of the speakers? And anybody at that conference could walk up and have their picture taken with Doug because he's that personality.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take you. I mean, you want a picture? Sure, come on, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll give anybody a pass on being on that flight list one time.
One time.
That's it.
But you know, but here's the real sin, I think, and here's what we need to get down to. We need to know what's on the hard drives, what's on the we need the down and dirty information. All mm-hmm. right. And we're not getting it because the FBI has it and they're not releasing it. Mm-hmm. Now
it's like Hunter's laptop, Doug.
Yeah, well now Marco Polo the website Marco Polo, but Garrett Ziegler, who posted all of the contents of the laptop. Now, I was given a copy of Hunter's laptop, both sanitized and non-sanitized. I think it was in 2019. I'm just not sure exactly what.
It has been a few years, yes.
Yeah. So, I had this, and it took me a long time, and I'm still going through it, but Garrett Ziegler posted the contents.
But before anybody tries to whack Doug over that, you don't know how many copies have been made.
Oh, well, it's public now anyway. So, but here's the issue with that. The importance there showed the complicity of the current person of the current occupant of the White House with foreign interests. But with Epstein, again, you know, is it merely a diversion that we're talking about this, or does it have a value beyond its beyond it being Epstein?
There's another you asked who all may have worked with Epstein. I also think the World Economic Forum may have very well have some ties with him just because of their advancement into so many governments.
Okay. Yeah.
Because when you look at their presentation package, there's what they're trying to sell to a government, it's not that attractive. It's not that attractive. And so only people like Justin Trudeau, I'm sure he's been photographed doing many things. Lord knows we catch him doing stuff publicly. You know what I'm saying? So behind the scenes, they probably got all kinds of garbage on that kid. You know, but that I honestly think the World Economic Forum would be tied in there with it. Epstein may have been one of these guys that worked for five or six
organizations. Yeah.
You don't know. We don't know. He could have been playing the opposite side and had China on there and being in the middle like an arms dealer. Arms dealers sell to anybody. There's no politics in arms. There's no politics in that. That's like, who's got money? Okay, boom. And then I'll sell to your enemy tomorrow. The longer you two fight, the more money I make.
Yeah, there's no allegiance to any country when you're an arms dealer.
Yes, sir. Your rules are different, are they not?
There are no rules.
Yes.
Now, here's another issue that I want to bring up. And here it is. Billionaire, doomsday prepping. What is Zuckerberg hiding? All right. Now, I'm not going to play the video. Essentially, that's an NDA. That's all that is. But in this particular story, it says that the construction workers are building a $270 million doomsday bunker on a Hawaiian island for Mark Zuckerberg. And they had assigned non-disclosure agreements, which, frankly, I don't find that big of a deal. But the big deal is these doomsday bunkers are being built by these people like Zuckerberg. So I ask you, Randy Taylor, what the hell's up with this?
Well, with everybody talking about slinging nukes, I would imagine it could have something to do with that. It's hard to say. Plus, and bear in mind, the resale value on something like that is tremendous. So if I had Zuckerberg's money, I would build one. And
well, sure. Then
if I don't need it, I'm going to sell it for probably twice what it cost me to build. You know, you're talking about guys that have more money than brains.
No, so that's true.
Somehow that, you know, I don't know. Is it in Colorado near the airport that has all the tunnels underneath?
No, this is on Hawaii, on the Hawaiian island, I should say.
Well, that's got to be fun pouring into that lava rock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. Or if we start seeing a lot of this activity, then I would be concerned. But I don't know. That's a really good question.
Well, here's...
eventually somebody's going to sling a nuke.
Yeah.
And Hawaii would be, I'll tell you right now, one of the targets, and you can bank on it.
Yep.
And I was stationed there as Oahu, one of the islands, because every branch of the military, and including the Coast Guard, has bases on that island. Some of them have two bases on that island. Like the military's got Schofield Barracks, and then they've also got Fort Shafter. You know what I mean? But same thing with there's more than one military base for the Air Force. It's kind of a relay point out in the Pacific. Like if you were leaving California in a bomber, you would stop in Hawaii, refuel, and continue your mission. That's the type of thing there. A blow to Hawaii would be just like on December 7th, 1941, when they attacked Pearl Harbor. It would be a major setback. And a nuke on one of those islands would wipe everything out. There'd be nothing left. I could see why Zuckerberg would want, if I lived with today's climate and those military bases over there, that would be a good place to have a bunker inside of rock.
Well, the article does go on to state that Peter Thiel is building, attempt to build a giant bunker in New Zealand was rejected by the locals in 2022.
And New Zealand is like Hawaii. It's an outpost out there in the ocean, in the Pacific Ocean. In fact, it would be southwest of Hawaii.
Okay.
That was where New Zealand would be.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, the bottom line here is the tagline, I suppose, is when billionaires prep for the end of the world, we should pay attention. In other words, we should probably be preparing ourselves as well. So, okay, having said all of that,
we're going into the bunker business.
let's go into the bunker business. Yeah,
I'm in realty.
Oh, yeah. There's actually a real estate company with my last name in my town.
I love it.
I have no idea. Never met the people.
I love it.
Anyway. Okay. So there's that. I just think that 2024 is going to be something to remember. In the history books.
And a lot of forever things are going to happen in 2024.
Yeah. So
civil unrest.
Well, we asked
civil war, loss of elections, lockdowns.
We asked yesterday for y'all to share. Okay.
Let's do it.
So on our Rumble feed, Rumble channel, this poster here, I'm on Mighty Quinn, 2024 predictions. Number one, Joe Biden dies. Number two, Ukraine attacks Russia with the dirty bomb. World War III begins. Let's talk about that. Joe Biden dies.
We have discussed that before.
We have. And
the only reason being is because the only thing older than Joe is dirt. That's, you know.
I don't think. Boy, I'll tell you, a couple of months ago, I was convinced that they couldn't run with Biden on the ticket. Now I'm convinced. Now I'm not so sure that I should have been so convinced. I believe that they can. I'm not sure if they want to. Because I'll tell you what, to me, Biden, they made a lot of ground with Biden.
Yes, they did. Well, they did because he was more moderate. You know, even people that were
moderate.
More moderate than he wasn't listening to the squad every time they wanted something. You know what I'm saying? Obama was more of a radical president than Biden.
Oh wow! Okay, you're gonna have to get some evidence on that.
Just look at Black Lives Matter.
Well, no. When you walk into the office of in the White House and you sign 77 executive orders within 48 hours, I mean, what the hell?
But that was
that's not radical.
Yeah, but that was easy for him. I'm talking about not just those. I'm looking more at what he's doing overall in office.
Okay, the only reason
today, length of term.
Okay. All right. But back to Mighty Quinn 97 or whatever. The only reason I think that they would have to take Joe Biden out is they can't hide his cognitive impairment any longer. And people who say, he's fine, he's sharper than a tack, they're lying to us. So that's the only thing I can think of. You would have an Edith Wilson kind of situation with Woodrow Wilson, being incapacitated and Edith Wilson running the world. With Joe Biden in the second term, and I think perhaps even remaining in the first term. So that's why I think they would have to take him out. But then how does that work? Kamala Harris, and how did they put Gavin Newsom in there or Michelle Obama in there? I mean, how would this whole thing work if they took Biden out?
It would depend on how he went out, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know who all in his party that, there's someone probably would prefer he was assassinated. I don't know.
You okay?
He almost though a lot of times it's like the country's in free fall and he doesn't even know what's going on. Like when you sit there and you talk to him in press meetings about the border, when they have press conferences and all.
Yes.
It's like he's oblivious. It's like someone has limited his access to information.
Yes.
On his staff. Like his staff keeps him in the dark. And he's the president. It would be easy to do as president. He's one man. Yeah. He's always surrounded by people. He's always isolated. If you wanted to absolutely blind somebody to what's going on in the world, as crazy as this sounds, it would be easier to do it to the president than most people.
Well, they live in a bubble too. So
thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's that. And people don't even think about that. They go, president, he knows everything. Oh, he's got officers reporting to him. You have to get past the staff. He's got a bulldog receptionist sitting somewhere. I used to be in sales. I had to get past the receptionist to get to the boss.
Right. I mean, a Rosemary Woods kind of thing.
You got it. But yeah. She was an expert at getting rid of guys like me. Yeah. She lived for that secretary, that uh-huh. receptionist. Joe's got the same thing. And some of the times when I hear him talk, I wonder, has he even seen the news?
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
And we instantly go to cognitive. Well, yeah, I know he's got some cognitive, but then add that up to ignorance, being ignorant of facts. So, you know, I'm not sure how big his bubble is.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me is he spent 138 days on vacation last year alone. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've spent 138 days on vacation ever in my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we both agree that it seems more like Obama's running the country.
There it is.
Than Biden.
Yeah.
Biden is like a placeholder. You know what I mean? He's like your salt and pepper shaker. Nobody really uses him, but he's got to be there.
And there's no love lost between Biden and Obama. And yeah. I think Biden is perhaps almost like an employee status to Obama even today. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So there's that. All right. So Joe Biden dies. You know what? I'm half thinking that if you get to November with him on the ticket and Harris on the ticket, because everything's going so well, inflation's low, and you know job starts are high, and all this, I think he wouldn't last much longer than just solidifying the win. But that's just me. All right,
I don't think that Harris will be on the ticket, honestly.
Well, you could.
I think they're going to do. Yeah, they've done it before. I mean, it's been done before where you dump your vice president.
Sure. I mean, look at what happened with Agnew back in Nixon's time. Of course, they got him on tax stuff. Okay. Now, the second part of this, Ukraine attacks Russia with a dirty bomb. World War III begins. I think we're already in World War III, but do you think a dirty bomb or a nuke is needed?
At this point, no. In fact, there would probably, Ukraine would lose a lot of its support around the world if it went to a dirty bomb. That's nukes or no-nos. You know, the people like any support they get from the UN or anything like that. We, you know, nukes are just something we stay away from. It's a taboo. It's there.
But bioweapons aren't. Go ahead and release the bioweapons. You know,
It's what's public and what the public perception is, what the private perception is. I don't know, dog, on that one. I just don't think they would do a dirty bomb.
Okay, all right. And there's other comments in there. We asked for predictions, and there was a prediction. Now, to the Epstein deal. This is interesting. And then folks think about this, because this is not necessarily, this is pretty true. This is by Christopher Bick. Several years ago, I had a discussion with a prominent member of an organized motorcycle club in California. He asked me a question. Who's the most powerful person? I said, the president. He said, no. I paused and thought. I said, the sheriff. He said, no. Pause. He said, the coroner. True story. Your thoughts on that? Only because of that does kind of...
With the Epstein thing? Yeah, because you had two different autopsies, and both claim they verified that it was Epstein.
Yeah.
If I bring you a folder with dental records and it looks official, I can pretty much name whoever I want on that table.
Yeah.
Even if you were an honest coroner, you're still operating off other people's information. You know what I mean? Unless you were his private dentist and also the coroner. You know what I'm saying? Any information can be doctored. And this is some top-level stuff. Epstein wasn't, you know, blackmailing the people that ran Boy Scouts of America, okay? He's running world leaders. This is serious.
Well, and that goes to Zen Man 58. Perhaps it's time to start talking less about who Epstein worked on and more about who he worked for. And I think yes. we did initially. Okay, so here are some fun facts that aren't conspiracy theories. Epstein's child rape politician blackmail operation was originally financed by Les Wexner and the Mega Group. Okay. The Mega Group is an organization created to serve the purposes of a modern state called Israel. Okay. I'll just put a period there, leave that period there. Organization is tied to both Israeli government as well as its intel agency known as Mossad. Obviously, we know that. Now, Ghislaine Maxwell, her father, Robert Maxwell, was known to be very deeply associated with Mossad in Israel. Yes, we know that. We've said yes. that.
And isn't there Ghislaine Maxwell, isn't she a relative of our Secretary of State now? Okay, you see on TV all the time.
Yeah, there's a flow chart out there that connects Maxwell and Maxwell.
What's his name?
Anthony Blinken.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's, which now also in these circles are more common than what we think it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Because of dynasties. Really. Some people, their whole family goes into politics at some level.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, so that didn't really surprise me when Ghislaine Maxwell was related to a guy that was talking on TV. It didn't really surprise me. Interesting note, yeah, put it in the check column, but I didn't lose any sleep over it.
Well, okay, all right. Let's get through this here. Attorney General Acosta referred to Jeffrey Epstein as an intel asset. Well, obviously, yeah. Which might explain why he only got 13 months of weekend jail. This is back in, I think, what was it, 2010 or whatever it was.
Yeah, wasn't that in West Palm? Wasn't that in Palm Beach County?
Yeah. And okay. It was a joke, okay?
Yeah.
I get that. Now, okay, Zionist, really, okay, I get that too. But so Barr's father was Epstein's mentor. Okay. Bill was seen at the jail. Epstein committed suicide in shortly before it supposedly happened.
See, we talked about that. Okay, somebody else did. All right.
And there are a lot of Christian, there is a lot of Christian cognitive dissonance in regards to Zionism and the modern start, and the modern starts that negative. I don't even know what that means, except, look, what you term causative or cognitive dissonance is, in most cases, or at least in my case, a focus on something different as opposed to what you're focused on. So don't accuse me or anyone else. I'm not going to speak for Randy Taylor, but don't accuse me of cognitive dissonance. Although there's not an accusation there against me, but look, Zionism exists. I get that. I get the fact that Israel has got its myths and everything. But you said something when we were gearing up for the show. Don't blame the Jews, okay, for what the government.
Well, definitely, yeah, what the government's doing.
Yeah,
and God's had even, and I still say they're God's people. But also, if you read your Bible, okay, there were many times that God and Israel weren't on great terms. God, Israel is like God's son. You know what I'm saying? Still God's chosen people. And in Exodus, it very clearly states in Exodus 6, verse 7 and 8, that the land was theirs and that he would be their God. He never went back on that. You've never recognized that. If God changed his mind, that would really be kind of scary because I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal savior. And I'd hate to think that right before I die, somebody says, oh, by the way, that whole salvation plan, God changed his mind.
Yeah. God does not change.
And I'm not here to fight with fellow Americans, okay? I'm here, and we do this because we love this country, and we love you, even if you have a different opinion. I still love you, man.
Amen to that. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we
can move on.
So James Traficant was right. Okay, now to this Zen Man 58. James Traficant.
That was well thought out, though.
Well, I agree. I agree it was well thought out. Unless you are... Okay, I'm going to say this. James Traficant. I had worked with and had in my house James Traficant, his private investigator, the guy who we worked very closely with. I worked with him and had him and was friends with him. So I know about James Traficant more than you think I know. Okay. So if you are that investigator, Zenman 58, then you know I know. And if you're not, then now you know I know. So
you've been advised, sir.
Yeah. So we'll just leave it right there.
All right.
Before I move on, I want to do this. This little device, I'm going to tell you right now. I love this thing.
This is cool. I like this.
You know, energy bills, they're rising at an enormous rate. Now, I've got these plugged in. I've got a bunch of them plugged in. If you can see this, this is really cool, the way this is.
It reminds you of a wireless cable booster, like some of the cable companies use.
Yeah.
Now that they're using wireless cable.
Which, I mean, look, I don't know how these work. I don't have to know how they work. I just know they work. Energy bills are rising at a historic rate. And there's no end in sight. If you talk to enough people, you'll soon realize that nearly everyone's shocked at the recent electricity bills. Some studies reveal costs have skyrocketed by as high as 60% in as little as 2 years. And I just saw a thing in Breitbart, I think it was Breitbart, about the cost of energy. It was 77%, I think, in 2 years it went up. Which is why tens of thousands are installing that gadget right here. This little device, all you do is plug it in. And it helps slash their energy bills. Get a couple of them. Get more if you have a big house. Put one by your circuit breaker and one at the other end of the house, and a couple in between. I'm telling you, these are great. This sophisticated gadget stabilizes electric currents, reduces dirty electricity, and helps protect your appliances and electronics. Simply plug it into your home's wall outlet to dramatically lower energy consumption and ultimately help reduce your power bills month after month. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that this device is one of the most efficient ways to save money while beating the power companies. But there's more. If you place your order right now, and do so right now, you'll also receive 65% off, fast shipping within the U.S., and hassle-free returns if necessary. I don't know if anyone has returned theirs. But last but not least, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Simply go to don'twastepower.com. That's www.don'twastepower.com. Don'twastepower.com to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Once again, www.don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Do so and thank you. All right. I want to get this in before we end the program. What do you think about this? One of the big things that really bothers me is the, oh goodness. I'm going to share the screen with you here, is what's going on with the invasion. And I have a video clip to share. And you tell me, RT, what you think of this. Now, the video clip is about 4 minutes in length. So let me share this with you. And, RT, you tell me what you think. Let's see here. And, folks, pay attention to this because this is really, really critical information. Here it is.
Good morning. This is RGB Truth. I'm here in the Darien Gap in Panama. I'm riding a piragua 2 hours upriver. I'm here with the Embera tribe. We're going to go check out a Embera village way out in the jungle and a migrant camp. Now, these piraguas are made right here by the river. They cut down a tree and carve it out. We got a 30-horsepower motor taking us upriver. Here come some people now.
here in Bawa Chiquito.
Bawa Chiquito.
The first village, yeah, from coming from Colombia to here.
You're trying to...
trying to walk.
Yeah, I know, but...
So I'm here at the Bawa Chiquito camp. It has been about 5 to 7 days. These people have been walking through the jungle, and this is the first Piagra they have gotten on to this camp. As you can see, many people are very tired, very sick, and worn out.
Venezuela.
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 You are familia, America?
Familia.
Okay, familiar, but in America? Sí, sí, where? Miami, New York?
In Texas.
Texas. Oh, sí, sí, where? Dallas?
Houston.
Houston. Oh, sí, sí. Okay. So here we go, more NGOs. What happens with NGOs? This happens with NGOs.
Venezuela. Okay, because your tattoo is not Egypt tattoo. But you're from Egypt.
Venezuela.
Oh, Venezuela. He is Egypt.
Yeah. Do you have any family in America, yeah?
Yeah,
I'm from where? Where at?
New York.
In New York City? Okay, yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah, oh, man. Blisters, yeah? So where in New York? Bronx, Brooklyn?
Bronx.
In the Bronx. Okay. More NGOs, more infrastructure.
All right, that's the...
More people.
That's what I want people to pay attention to. I'll put the link to this tweet in the program description box. The NGOs here, you can see the various NGOs. Let me go through right there. UNHCR is one, obviously UN connected. And then there are other NGOs, Catholic Charities, of course, being a big one, that are identified in this. And it's all about the NGOs. And about them making money. But this is a historic, I believe, a very historic relocation.
Catholic Charities is a very powerful outfit.
You know, yeah. Catholic.
Yeah, I'm aware of them from back in the 90s with the Bosnians coming in. One of the, and I could say who I worked for, but an employer that I worked for hired about 70 Bosnians through Catholic Charities.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's, I'm telling you, forget, like Doug said, forget the word Catholic. Okay. This is a powerful outfit. They're a placement agency, as far as I'm concerned. You tell me I need 50 people that speak English and know how to frame a house, you'll have them.
But what is taking place, though? I mean, it blows my mind to think that we are not doing anything. We need to step up. I believe we need to step up as a people and protect our country ourselves. I mean, I'll go down there. Seriously, I'll go down there with an AR-15.
I'll go with you, Doug.
Okay, crossing.
No, I'm done. I'm really done with the whole freaking deal. I'm pissed.
But you know what?
I'm waiting to see what's going to happen here in 24.
And that's it. I think this is a hinge year that's so important that I think we have to pay attention to. We better get our act together.
Well, I told you when I'm in front of God, I want to be able to say,
"Yep,
I tried everything. We tried everything. We had no choices, sir."
Amen, brother. All right, folks. We're out of time. God bless you. Thank you so much. And
it's too bad. We can talk all day, man.
I'll tell you what, we could. Now, this weekend, this Sunday, 7 p.m., meeting of the supporters. Go to Hagman or HagmanPI.com, and, of course, you can sign on through that. That's HagmanPI.com, HagmanPI.com. Make sure you bookmark that, and please share this if you like this broadcast. Share this.
And you folks can join that group.
Yeah.
Become an insider. Seriously, and then you get to hang out with Doug and I once a month.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's open conversation. It's like we're in a big room.
And I do believe I'm going to have my Josh, my stepson, who's very, very active behind the scenes in certain things to sit in as well. So, all right. God bless everyone. Have a great day. Randy Taylor, you too, my friend.
Happy New Year.
All right. Talk soon.